Blog Talk Radio.
Congratulations, you've made it into the 214 year. Counting your blessings on this one, especially if surviving a 213 car accident, is important. 214 can be victorious, adventurous, and fun. It may not be a walk in the park, but by making the decision not to give up no matter what comes your way, bring it closer. Some of us might be tested on staying the course, however. Focusing and keeping goals for this year in mind is a great way to reach your destination. It is wonderful to start fresh this year. It means letting go of 213 burdens. Experiences will not be forgotten. In fact, learning from them is as important as the process itself. The key is, in my opinion, in using knowledge gain, processing it, and applying it in 214 to make it a better year. After a collision, deciding on likes or what is important about the purchase of a new vehicle is visible from the collision's impact or injury. In fact, IIHS.org has a recent list on car performance after a collision and results. If in the market for another vehicle, it's worth viewing. From my perspective, evaluating a car's safety rating should always be a priority. Frankly, finding out firsthand after being in a traffic collision, it's not the best way to do research, in my opinion. The link is posted out on Talking About You with Estra on Facebook and also Estra's radio show on Twitter. Join me, Estra, in the conversation by dialing 718-766-4385 to share your comments. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Thank you for being a part of today's show this January 4th, 2014. 214 Car Accident Weekly Planners are currently available. Stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. Stop by estras.blogspot.com for more information. Blogger is currently under revision, however, there is still valuable information for your reading, watching, or listening pleasure. What are some of the topics that need to be addressed at the beginning of the year? How about basic auto insurance information? When your child is also involved in the collision, getting ready for your 214 tax season when injured, and voting in 214 for candidates who will get things done. These will be our topics today. From my experience, rarely do auto insurance companies favor quick settlements unless they are attempting to avoid a substantial claim, and therefore, many cases are settled closer to the trial date rather than near the time of a traffic collision. In my opinion, endgame starts with the hopes of drawing things out so long that the resources dry up and you will be more agreeable to anything they're willing to give out in order to close the claim. Or they allow enough time when circumstances give them an unfair advantage. From my experience, I would not expect them to settle too quickly or easily, especially if injured and involved in a car accident. This wear you down period to reduce settlement value, from my experience and perspective, is quite common for injured individuals. Always state the facts of your case to auto insurance companies if required to do so, and require anything from them in writing. Realize more than likely you will be recorded, and in most cases, their skill level in dealing with injury cases may exceed your current knowledge. One of the most important aspects of dealing with auto insurance companies is avoiding snares placed in contracts or when discussing your case with them. Realize what they cover and what they don't by reviewing your policy carefully, especially the fine print. Realize they are not your best friend or family member and may not have your interest at heart. You must be your own best advocate in order to prevent the pitfalls. Some of them, in my opinion, are set up as a part of paying out the least amount of money for claims. Make sure to visit the website of your state insurance commissioner. Begin to learn the laws auto insurance companies must follow in your state, how to file a complaint against them if they don't, and find out which insurance carriers have the most complaints against them in your state. Next, evaluate the pros and cons of applying for each benefit contained in your policy. For example, should you use PIP if contained? It may allow you to be charged the highest rates instead of a negotiated price by your health insurance company. Also, review for items that may have been paid or actually have to be paid back, or if used concurrently with other benefits, what the impact may be. There are so many pitfalls that may land you in a deep hole. Make sure to take precautions and act slowly until you recognize the full repercussions. From my experience, there are all kinds of snares that most innocent victims of a car accident are not aware of, but need to be concerned with, especially when placing undue hardships on themselves or their family. Also, any decisions you can have in place prior to a traffic collision will help you be in a better position and have a more favorable outcome. First, create a savings account in 214 if you don't have one. Most people are just one paycheck away from a bad financial situation, so don't let that be you after being involved in a car accident. Getting into the habit of saving a little something each month places you first and provides some protection. Starting out small can turn into a safety net that keeps you afloat when times become very hard. Any of the public safety nets can be dropped or unavailable. Ask it the people who last Monday lost their unemployment extensions, and this was their primary income. They can tell you what impact this will have on their families. The same action can occur with auto insurance, along with any other form of benefit. Please do your research and determine how often people haven't received money from corporations or government agencies they were counting on. It is only when the information is shared that we become active participants to prevent unnecessary future calamities for us all. This starts, in my opinion, when voting in candidates in 2014 that will protect your interest and introduce and pass legislation that can create a fair playing field for people involved in car accidents. Last but not least, online reviews can help learn about auto insurance company practices and what you can expect as a valued customer. You want to be valued not only when paying your monthly premiums, but also when involved in a traffic collision, especially if you're filing a claim against your own policy. As previously mentioned, making decisions that seem the most minor can have major impacts on your claim and life, so when possible, learn about how others made their decisions and whether it gave them a favorable outcome. From my perspective, sometimes in this arena, things may not be as simple as they may seem. On April 15th, every year seems to come faster and faster. The deadline for taxes being completed rarely changes, and there are many options in getting them done. One would be to pay a professional tax person, do them yourself, or get help by community organizations offering free services most times. Seems like there's a lot of time, right? And how long does it take to get into this routine? What if you've been in a car accident and you struggle daily just to get your needs met? When are you going to find the time to get them done or organize them so somebody else can? The answer to this question varies, yet starting at least 2 months before they are due could allow you enough time to eliminate excessive stress, take into consideration your health condition, provide enough time to make sure you have the paperwork required, and decide who will complete the forms. Furthermore, if you have questions, allowing extra time helps to research the answers and select the one that best fits your need. Even when others are doing your tax returns, understanding and staying informed on current changes in tax laws aids you to be your best advocate. The greater your knowledge, the less chance you will miss any information, and upon completion, review it for accuracy, understanding, and possible missed deductions. At this time, there are a lot of articles, videos, along with additional information on how to file income tax returns. And in my opinion, one of the best places to start is the IRS official website. Become familiar with its layout and where to look for information. Print out or write down the phone number or online help links in case you need them in the future. As with most conversations today, you may be recorded, so be sure to be as accurate as possible. In past decades, few people living in poverty were required to pay income taxes. Perhaps it was due to the realization of this being a heavy burden on citizens already strapped for cash, usually robbing Peter to pay Paul, and typically not having the money to pay anything additional since survival is barely feasible. However, today, our tax structure may not be so kind. Therefore, taxes could still be due. So do not necessarily think you're out of the woods. Make sure to complete your income tax forms as soon as you can. Otherwise, the penalties may end up exceeding the tax itself. Remember that you can always hire an attorney to assist in any income tax issues that might arise. And if you make this choice, shop around and decide wisely. If possible, try and work with the IRS if the taxes due will not significantly impact your life. You can also contact the IRS to see what all your options are and look at their online website. But it's always wise to get a second opinion or research options on your own. The important thing is to realize your problems can be solved, whether abled or disabled. Remember, this helps our country provide the important services it needs. Each citizen doing their part makes life better for all of us. There are just certain things we cannot do on our own as easy, and that's what these resources provide. Lastly, there is software available which will help you figure out what your income tax amount should be. Continual use allows easier completion and aids in understanding and organizing your information yearly. Most importantly, decide how you want to do them and set up an annual routine that makes it less stressful, less costly, and more effectively uses your time. This will leave you with more energy for healing and time for rest. Your vote tells local, state, and federal politicians that your needs are important to their election efforts. By bringing issues such as ERISA reform, group disabilities policies that should be treated the same as individual ones because they offer fair treatment options and remedies, therefore making a difference in the life quality of disabled. Learn today how much your vote really counts. For decades, disabled voters struggle to cast their votes as U.S. citizens, a participation which is crucial in electing officials who have a vested interest in the same concerns as those who face daily challenges caused by injury, sickness, disease, poverty, or the injustices now confronting the middle class. Voting obstructions to voting booths, assistance to arriving at the polls, and the ability to read voting ballots are easy remedies for people requiring limited help. Many states have already made these adjustments to some of the polls. Check your location, and if you need additional services, let them know. You matter, and your vote is important. If unable to remove barriers, how can you vote? So be creative, and also give your public officials an ability to help. How can politicians be convinced your causes are their concerns too unless a vote is counted? Regardless of the current condition, if your vote is not represented, neither will the needs, meaning the funding required for research in finding solutions, and benefits available to improve the quality of life for specific injuries will be underfunded. Being one of the largest minority sectors, approximately 26 million votes count. All citizens deserve respect, dignity, and the ability to cast a vote. There is much discussion regarding people with disabilities to decide on what and whom to vote for. In my opinion, if you know that a candidate's choosing to cut benefits, eliminate programs developed for your youth, decrease services which improve quality of life, people should be able to cast a vote to protect their interests. By providing mechanisms for people to be informed on the issues and politicians, along with access to voting, our choices in governing will reflect more of our society as a whole. Vote this 214. It matters, you matter, and it counts. Parents typically worry about the daily lives of their children and take precautions to protect them. Unfortunately, no one is safe from the unpredictable. In the news as of late, we've seen this with abductions, bombings, and shooting sprees. Every day seems normal, yet has the opportunity not to be ordinary. This is even more unnerving when it involves children, as many Sandy Hook parents can attest to. Now, you and your family are dealing with personal injuries from a car accident, and many parents feel worse if it turns out to be their fault that caused the collision. First, realize accidents happen daily, on an average about 1,000-plus people in a single day. Blame does nothing but add more problems to a very difficult situation. Although individuals process grief differently, support through this process can make healing possible. Sometimes we may not understand why people behave the way they do while grieving, but your support and understanding through the hardships can be like a soothing ointment to their soul. However, violence or abuse of any kind is not acceptable. If this happens to you, call 911 and get away from the situation. No one deserves to be harassed, intimidated, or abused, regardless of the circumstances. Every person deserves respect. So recognize this is not a privilege, but a right for all people. Taking care of yourself is very important. If you are open to sharing some of your concerns with your children at a level they can understand, this will also help them to open up and share with you. Make sure that your child is examined thoroughly. Sometimes it is taken for granted that children's injuries are not as serious. In my opinion, this is why it's important to communicate with your child on a level that helps them to express their concerns and conditions. If you find it difficult or need help, realize counseling is an option for both of you. There is nothing wrong with needing a little help. Remember, the goal is complete recovery, and making sure your child can move past this event is crucial to their future. If you have friends or family to help on occasion, this may speed up your recovery. If not, try to schedule activities so not overwhelming, and allow for rest between tasks. Remember that you are recovering too and need rest. Prospectively, if you manage things well, things also benefit your children. Realize things may not always go well, so be patient and continue to make the best of a difficult situation. If you or your child needs resources, make sure to seek out assistance. There's no shame in asking for help. In fact, in my opinion, it shows strength to seek out ways to find assistance. Make sure to check insurance policies regarding children and state laws that apply. The key is to pace yourself. Your family will get through this. Stay as supportive of each other as possible. And be patient and caring of each other. Realize this situation could happen to anyone. By keeping you and your child in the forefront of concerns, in my opinion, it will help keep both of you moving towards recovery. May you have a speedy recovery. Both you and your children. Others do not give credibility to you. It is something that begins within each individual, a value system nurtured and matured. You decide what is of value. This is why training children is so important. One cannot decide what others choose to say or believe about you. In fact, there will always be some percentage of haters or intimidators or someone with a set of issues. However, confidence in you brings a peace of mind and understanding that is not easily shaken. Knowing who you are will hinder the actions of others to force agendas on your psyche, stopping a loss of confidence in yourself and be swayed to their way of thinking. In the movie Trading Places, a line of, quote, "Just be yourself. They can't take that from you," end quote, in my opinion, says a lot about credibility. When staying true to yourself, no matter the challenge or fierce opposition, prevail by choosing to stand on your beliefs. Do not allow demeaning attempts of coercion to generate falsehoods or word bullets to lower your self-esteem. Understand the goal may be to belittle down into the lowest levels possible. But in order to get to this level, or all-time low, you will have to follow them down this path. So the answer is simple. Don't. Mistreatment may come in many forms. The objective may be the same, to force you to give in or give up. Make the decision early that you will persevere through whatever may come your way, that you will hold on to your self-respect and integrity, and that you will do as you have always done, your best, no more and no less. Credibility can only be shaken if you fall prey to preconceived notions of who you are. You alone hold the lever of credibility by your actions towards yourself, others, your community, country, and our world. Your actions are an extension of your beliefs. The saying of, "I have to live with myself and so, I have to be fit for myself to know," also says a lot about credibility, in my opinion. Do not allow shame-based tactics to determine your actions. Acknowledge who you are, have been, and will be in the future. Do not be vilified by anyone or any company. A line in The Lion King describes what happens when you fall into this type of bullying. Quote, "You have forgotten who you are," end quote, which from my perspective leaves many individuals lost, confused, and humiliated. Therefore, continue to be the best person you can be by loving and being true to yourself. In my opinion, today's credibility rules and definitions are currently set up to keep those in power in a position to squelch the dreams and hopes of 80% of the people who may be attentive to the injustices in our society. Today, internet provides more avenues for everyday people to learn more and evaluate the credibility of people firsthand in their own words. In this way, many outdated methods of pegging people will no longer be advantageous for a few people. In the last few years, we've seen the media's beliefs regarding individuals be ignored and the people in their communities or country take a totally different stance. Freedom of information is what the internet brings. People will base their decisions on who you are. Really, it's there for most people to easily see. Do not be overcome by harassment, intimidation, cyberbullying, Do not be overcome by harassment, intimidation, cyberbullying, or whatever deviant actions come your way. Your credibility stands, period. Let no mind, money, or other games convince you otherwise. Your credibility is here before, during, and after a car accident. Most people are decent and hardworking, with families who do their best at bringing up their children as responsible adults. Few find perfection along the way, albeit corporations by buying it. You are the same person as before the accident, and your credibility is still intact.
The information contained on Talking About You with Esther is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you.